Today on Press TV, in Iran, eight candidates running for president have discussed internal politics and foreign policy in a live televised debate. This was the third and last debate aired live on Iran National TV. The previous two debates focused on economic and cultural issues. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the West is plotting to create divisions among Muslims. Ayatollah Khamenei says the move is aimed at hindering progress in Muslim nations. The leader stressed that unity and cooperation among Muslims is of utmost importance. At least 16 Iranians are killed in a terrorist attack north of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Police say an explosive-laden car rammed into a bus carrying Iranian pilgrims near Mardadiya, north of Baghdad. Officials say the pilgrims were on their way to visit holy shrines in the city of Najaf. US Marines have reportedly been deployed to Jordan's border with Syria. Israeli media are reporting that the Marines arrived in Jordan's Red Sea port of Aqaba earlier in the week. US sources have confirmed the deployment, claiming the Marines are there to boost Jordan's security on the border. The Syrian army has taken control of Al-Bawaida al-Sharqiyya in the countryside of the strategic city of Qusair. Governed forces have also seized back the villages of Salahiyya and Masudiyya north of Qusair. Insurgents also lost control of the nearby village of Dab'ar early on Friday. Fresh reports from Qusair reveal that the foreign-backed insurgents were armed with Israeli weapons. The Syrian army seized the weapons after it recaptured the strategic city. Israel is already known to have provided medical assistance to the insurgents. The United Nations is seeking $5.2 billion to fund relief operations for Syria until the end of the year. This is the biggest humanitarian appeal ever launched. The UN says more than 10 million Syrians will need humanitarian assistance by the end of 2013, and the number is expected to rise. Shots have been fired in a college in western Los Angeles in California, wounding several people. An alleged gunman has apparently been taken into custody. Live television reports showed police swarming into the college. As the latest here on Press TV.